I got Jim Condit Jr. on the phone from Ohio. Good morning, Mr. Condit. How are you?
Hello, how you doing? Thanks for having us.
I am real well, and I appreciate the work you do. Your main crusade that I know you from is voter fraud.
Voter fraud is not the... I'm sure there's a few people who run around and vote two or three times, but that's not the problem. That's not the main problem. And of course, all that should be shored up. But the main problem we hit on is election fraud, meaning the election vendors, because we have basically three vendors now. It used to be four, but then a company called Dominion bought Diebold and Sequoia. So now there's ESNS, Election Systems and Software, out of Omaha, Nebraska, which counts and tabulates secretly on their computers over 60% of the American vote, according to the 2004 Nation magazine article by Ronnie Duggar. So even if it's changed slightly, that one company is contracted by the counties and by the secretaries of state to count over 60% of the counties, or so at least I should say they do the bigger counties, so it's 60% of the vote. And then Dominion has bought out Diebold, and Sequoia Diebold got a real smelly name when the guy came out in 2004 and said, we're going to make sure George W. Bush gets reelected. So I guess they figured they better usher them off the stage, probably still the same people and same owners. And then the third one is Hart Civic out of Texas, which we use here in Cincinnati, Ohio. But these companies, they didn't break into the system and steal and, you know, like demand the count. Our brain dead or subversive Secretary of States and counties have contracted with these three companies to count some 96% of the American vote, according to that same Nation article by Ronnie Duggar, who's a veteran reporter that goes back to the Kennedy-Nixon race of 1960. I'm not sure whether Ronnie Duggar's still alive or not, but he wrote that in 2004. So that's the problem. We want investigation of these vendors that count the votes in secret. Now, they have such power being promoted by the RNC, the Republican National Committee, and the Democratic National Committee. They're told, they tell all of the counties and secretaries of states, because every county and every secretary of state is controlled by the Democrats or Republicans. As far as I know, we have 3,141 counties in the United States, 50 states. But they tell them, no, these are great companies. These are great companies, all billion-dollar companies. And they'll take care of it for you. You don't have to. So believe it or not, and I urge people to check this out in their own county, the local boards of elections sign contracts with these companies that the boards of election officials are not allowed to look at the software. They're not allowed to look at the source code of the software that tell the computers what to do on election night. So in other words, these vendors are counting the votes in secret with the full signing away by the election officials that the election officials cannot look at the software. This is under the guise of proprietary information. But as Jim Collier, who's passed away, who wrote the book Vote Scam, The Stealing of America back in 1993, Jim Collier used to say, what's the proprietary information? It's one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. There's no proprietary information. So we call this the election night gatekeepers. And there's 12 big entities that are the election night gatekeepers. We explicate this for people on openlettertodonaldtrump.com. Mm-hmm. That's openlettertodonaldtrump.com, and we've put the open letter to him because he's saying things that no other candidate has said in this campaign or in many years, and we're hoping he hits this. He has not hit this issue directly, although he came pretty close in Indiana when he said, if we don't win by a big landslide, they can steal it from us. So he came pretty close to indicating that the computer's vendors could be the problem. I know from people not in the Trump campaign, but who are, let's say, on the third or fourth outer ring of the Trump circles, that they have looked at this site. They are aware of the dangers of secret computer counts. But he better bring it up, or they're going to have he'll be in great danger of if they can make it believable for the computers, not the people, to put Hillary Clinton in.
So you say that Iowa this past spring, this year, was stolen from Trump.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that. I will say this. Now, people have to understand the Iowa caucus is not a computerized state. The Iowa caucus is actually the fairest system in the country if the people are watching. Because unlike the computer, so for instance, in Ohio or in Colorado, if you go down and try to see ballots on election day, let's say a citizens group, not to be anarchist, you maybe should set up in advance and say, what's the procedure for citizens to check the actual paper ballots just to make sure there's no accidental misprogramming or on-purpose misprogramming of the computers? You'll find out in almost the entire country there's no provision to do this. There's five counties in New Hampshire that do count the votes in the open still, like it should be done without any computers. Some people say there's a few other little cities here and there, although I've never documented one, but some people say there are a few little cities in West Texas and Montana and Vermont that don't use computers. But 99% of the country does, you know. So the point is in Iowa, though, the Iowa caucus, not the November election where they use computers, you know, they have like 1,600 gatherings of citizens, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And the citizens come together and they vote, and then those votes are called into the state headquarters of the Republican Democratic Party, and that's where the fixing is done. Now, we proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Pat Buchanan had 13% of his vote stolen in 1996 at the Iowa, February 12th, the Iowa caucus that year. In fact, he had his vote stolen, and I'm sure that we were only watching one of the 99 counties in Iowa, Dubuque, and we caught that eyewitnesses in the classroom, they sent it off right. The local chairman was honest. And then the AP Wire and Voter News Service in New York City, which are Voter News Service, now it's called National Election Pool, owned by the five big TV networks, meaning ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox, falsified the result and sent the result out falsified to the entire country. So if we were watching the other 98 counties in Iowa, Buchanan probably won that one by a landslide. The reason we were trying to get the Trump and the Rand Paul campaign and the few of the other campaigns to watch the vote themselves in Iowa. I can't say that Trump won it, though, because Ted Cruz, if he was telling the truth, had 12,000 workers on the ground. I just said that it was not watched. Bernie Sanders, believe it or not, somebody on his supporters created an app. And Bernie Sanders has had his supporters with an app at all 1,650 of the caucuses. So when they eyewitnessed the result, like we did in the 41 classrooms in Dubuque in 1996, they were eyewitnessing almost all those caucuses, sending it into Sanders' headquarters. And that's probably why they still haven't announced the final results for Iowa in the Democratic Party. Undoubtedly, Sanders won in a fairly close race. And they've never announced the final results, and they still haven't announced the final results from the 1996 Iowa caucus. So that's even when you don't have computers, the citizens have got to watch what's going on. That's why we call our organization Watch the Vote. But they generally don't. All of us have been trained to just go and vote. Okay, we did our duty, go home. But you actually need something we've never had really in the United States in most places or 90% of the places. We need a really elaborate vote watching system, and it should be institutionalized, and people should be paid in each precinct to count the votes after the polls close with anybody that wants watching. We have the whole system worked out. We should actually build 60,000, roughly, 60,000 election buildings that we'd each house about five precincts each. And then there should be cameras on the ceilings to watch the hand counting so that it's streamed over the internet and you have a record. If with modern technology, not computers, but the cameras and things like that, if we wanted to, we could have as safe a human election as is humanly possible with hand counting of paper ballots, computers thrown out. But the powers that be don't want that. They want you to go vote if you got time to vote. I mean, we should have a national holiday for election day, and the Monday before and the Wednesday after. This is the most important thing we do, is put people in office. And we got to make sure that those who are voted for are actually the ones elected. So Iowa's a little different. much better if people were watching. A lot of the caucuses are okay if people are watching, but a lot of times nobody's watching, so the local people send their votes up to the state, and the state falsifies them. One other thing about this, in the 2012 Iowa caucus, our organization, Watch the Vote, was contacted the day after the Iowa caucus of 2012 by Edward True, one lone 28-year-old handyman who noticed that they had given Romney 20 more votes in his caucus than Romney actually got. We got with him, put out a press release with an affidavit, and because they said that Romney only won by 8 votes, we actually forced the GOP, kicking and screaming, in Iowa in 2012 to change the winner from Romney to Santorum. That was our group that did that with one caucus goer, Edward True. So we were just watching that little bit change that election because they claimed it was so close. That caucus.
Hey, Jim, are you surprised now that we're into late May, that Trump is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party?
Well, I feel he was in great danger of not being, but what happened, I think, and this is hard to say, and people say, well, gee, you can't prove anything. Yeah, that's the whole point. The whole point of elections is that we see everything in the open, and we get, and the Constitution implies this, and three Supreme Court decisions say that you can't have secret counts. But it was the overwhelming crowds that Trump was getting for 10 months, and the fact that he was more interesting and funny, and the fact that it turned out that Kasich and Cruz were not, they were not attractive personalities. They weren't, their personalities wore on people. I think all those factors, the establishment of vote fraud syndicate, computer vote fraud syndicate, decided it's not believable that Trump would lose. And so I think they had to let him win because of the fact that he was getting, 10 to 35,000 crowds. The others could hardly get 200 to 400 at most of their meetings, and they were not interesting. So if Kasich or Cruz tried to ascend the stage in Cleveland, I think half the country would think that it was stolen. It wasn't believable. That would risk their entire computer vote fraud syndicate. So they got to make it believable. You can't have Joe Hippie with hair down to all the way down his back beat a sheriff like Joe Arpaio. The result has got to be believable. And Ron Paul in 2012 and Buchanan in 1996 got 3,000, 4,000 people versus the 300 or 400 that Dole was getting or that the others were getting. But it wasn't overwhelming like the Trump was. So that's my guess why Trump has survived.
You're right about Buchanan. I was in Iowa that night. I was working on his campaign, doing phone banking in Des Moines, and he was crushing Bob Dole. And by the way, for the record, I believe Buchanan came in second.
He did. He came in. They claimed that the result was 26% for Dole, 23% for Buchanan. That's probably after they bumped Dole up about 10% and stole about 10% from Buchanan. As I say, in that one county, they stole 13% of the votes. They only needed to steal 4% of Buchanan's to make Dole the winner. And, we got the whole article up on the web called A House Without Doors. It's also at votefraud.org, which is another one of my sites. It's also linked at openlettertodonaldtrump.com. So we should probably just keep people focused on openlettertodonaldtrump.com. Go down the open letter on the homepage. You'll see A House Without Doors, and it gives all the incredible circumstances, including Peter Jennings and the other media, at 1 minute till 7 on Iowa caucus night, 1 minute before any voting started, projecting the exact percentage that Dole won by, 26 to 23. This is prefixing. This is ridiculous. It could not happen except a 1 in a million. But they projected the exact final percentages 1 minute before the caucus voting started at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Jim,
do
you think we got Trump and we've got Clinton in the general? Will they, will the neocons, Bill Kristol, will they bring up a candidate like a Romney to take away votes from Trump?
I think that they're trying to decide what to do. They're having trouble drafting a candidate. They also, because that's a big undertaking to suddenly run for president when you weren't planning to. They may push. They're floating. Can they push Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, and William Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, who are going to be the Libertarian candidates? Apparently, they're trying to figure out whether they can make that a third party diversion. Trump is in danger. And again, I have to say this to you. Unlike Buchanan or Ron Paul, I don't think any of us that have been in politics all, we really don't know how far we can trust Trump because he's been all over the lot. I just hope he does one third of the things that he says he's going to do
right.
if he gets in there. And I think he's sincere in what he's saying. That's why people are responding. But is there any moral principle or constitutional principle that he won't negotiate away under pressure? That's what I'm worried about. But he definitely is not wanted by the establishment. So I think they're considering assassination, and that's been floated in Esquire magazine and by a New York Times blogger named, I think his name was Douthit, D-O-U-T-H-I-T, on his blog. So those are big publications, and that has been implied overtly by the New York Times blogger and by clear implication in the Esquire magazine. That's the issue that has hater-in-chief with Trump on the front. They're considering that. They're considering running the third party. And then, of course, if they can pound Trump enough going up to the election, then they'll just pump push Hillary over the top, whether she wins or not. Now, some Hillary supporters listening to this will say, well, gee, you're just all pro-Trump. No, in the overall, we're saying get rid of the computers, hand count paper ballots in the open at every precinct with all factions willing to watch, post it at that precinct, and then you got to monitor that the state or the county boards of elections adds them up, right? And now you have an honest election. So we want like three Supreme Court decisions have said, which is on the homepage of openlettertodonaldtrump.com. We want secret counts are declared illegal by the Supreme Court, so we have a lot of illegal elections going on. We want open counts of paper ballots in every precinct where everybody in the local precinct or from anywhere can watch what's happening at close range as long as they don't disrupt. Then we would have as fair an elections as we could humanly have. And you'd have about 3,600,000 people involved in the count, but that's how many people you have as judges at the election places anyway. You got to have a lot of people involved. They should be paid to do the count, and that would only cost us, that would cost us much, 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 much less a year, like 1/100th per year of what we pay out in foreign aid. So it's, you know, we need to know that if we're going to run the country by elections, then we need to know that those the people vote for are actually the ones that are allowed to assume the office and take the power to determine the policy of our and the future of our country in so many ways.
If on the Democrat side, if there were no superdelegates, who would be the nominee?
It looks like Sanders would have a good chance, and I believe, again, this is gut feeling, Sanders is getting 10, 20, 30,000 crowds, and Hillary, of course, is struggling and just avoids interviews. So I suspect that they have stolen a number of these primaries from Sanders, you know. I don't know if we have time, but I feel for sure they stole Ohio from Trump. Kasich is not popular here. The establishment says that their little boys, that they are their complete puppets, like Kasich, are popular. Kasich is not popular here. Nobody likes him that much. And the Youngstown, Ohio Republican Party said they had thousands of people coming in to vote for Trump from the Democratic Party for months leading up to the primary. And we had the largest turnout ever by far in Ohio in a Republican primary. You mean all those people came over from the Democrats to vote for Kasich? No, that is ridiculous. I feel certain that Ohio was stolen from Trump and Texas too. But again, no, we shouldn't have to rely on my suspicions or your suspicions. Our suspicions are as good as what they published. Only the three big companies know that run the county's elections on secret software know for sure. We need to take the guesswork out of it and do what is the only legal way to have elections in the United States, according to three Supreme Court decisions and the Constitution by implication, and that is the paper ballots count in the open at each precinct and posted at each precinct.
Jim Conda Jr. is running for Congress in Ohio, and his website here is, we're talking about, is openlettertodonaldtrump.com. You've been doing this a long time, Jim. Have you ever gotten death threats?
No, I haven't. Good. I don't. If I had a lot of money, like millions or billions of dollars to put into it, maybe. But I generally am dealing in a few thousand dollars. Somebody once told me from In the Works, who was in the works in one of the big companies in Cincinnati that had a lot of players in it. They said, hey, we like the Libertarian Party and the third parties and the little candidates. They tell us how dissatisfied, you know, when we look at the real count, they tell us how dissatisfied the public is. So they're kind of a gauge for us.
Wow.
That was from the wiretapper, Lonnie Gates, which is another story with a guy, the only guy in the history of computer voting since the 70s, who came out and testified under oath, and there was a lot of court cases and so forth, that he had been contracted as a Cincinnati Bell worker to wiretap the vote count in Cincinnati in 79, 81, and 83. That came from him. That's what they told him while he was setting up the connection, so a California company can come in and monitor and potentially alter the vote in Hamilton County here in Cincinnati.
I'm almost out of time. Who do you think will win this general election? If you were a betting man.
Yeah, at the moment, if there was a fair count, Trump would win by a landslide in all 50 states. He's hitting the Clinton so hard that that they are almost afraid to come outdoors. Trump is also a celebrity. It's not a great compliment to Trump or the American people, but celebrity trumps all. As Mike Tyson said, he said, he's endorsing Trump. He said, Barack Obama, the first black president, Trump, the first interesting president. So they're going to have to do a lot to make it look like Trump loses. I think they may, the establishment may be deciding to take the old communists two steps forward, one step back. They can see how angry these crowds are at Sanders and at Trump rallies. They may take one step back and feel they can negotiate with Trump and stop too much damage from happening to their plans for the upcoming closer and closer to a one-world government, or as Pat Buchanan said, making the United States a province in the New World Order.
Yeah.
That always had the best turns of phrases.
Right.
So,
I got to jump in because I'm out of time. Jim, thank you so much. Open letter to DonaldTrump.com. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So long. Wow. He is interesting. News is next, and then AgriTalk at 9:06.